And you said that around here, well, that place in town where they had the hot boxes?
Yeah, hot bed, yeah.
That was for what?
Sweet potatoes.
Uh-huh. Do they raise any other kind of potatoes around here?
Oh, they raise a few Irish potatoes, just farm, but it's not commercial. Our ground is not adapted to good potatoes.
How about nuts? Do you have those around here?
No, the peanut, they raise a few down in sand, but walnuts up on the creek, a few, but...
Mm-hmm. With a walnut, what do you call the hard part that you have to crack with a hammer?
That'd be the shell.
Mm-hmm. And outside of that, the part that you can scuff off?
The husk.
And inside that, the part that you eat?
Be the goody or the kernel. The meat.
You don't raise pecans out here, do you?
No, there was a tree or two around, but it's too far north and west.
Too dry or too hot or too cold?
Too dry, too cold for the...
Oh, what did you get in the toe of your sock when you were a boy on Christmas time?
Either candied peanuts, nuts, oranges.
It was a great day, wasn't it?
Yes.
I never hung my sock. But I was always glad to see the goodies under the tree.
Jean made some stocking for her children when she'd over to eat the big old reds, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my daughters have got them. They put them on the back of a chair.
Yeah.
They think that's grand. Mm-hmm. They run out to see what Santa Claus brought. I think they're getting a little suspicious, but they're smart enough not to let on.
They'd hate to spoil it, wouldn't
they? Yeah. If you've had a box of candy, say, and you eat everything, and somebody comes in and says, is there any candy left? You'd say, no, it's...
All gone.
Do they ever say it's all around here, the candy is all?
Yeah, you either say. Yeah, they say, instead of just saying it's gone, they'll say it's all gone.
And you mentioned that you had a garden. What did you grow out there?
Well, we used to grow our own Irish potatoes, usually, or try to. And then cucumbers, used to have pretty good luck with cucumbers. And some tomatoes, carrots, and all radishes. Lettuce, peas, beans.
What kind of beans did you grow?
The green beans usually, and then
they're the long ones that you broke up.
Yeah, string beans. Yeah. Uh-huh. A few dry beans, but not very many.
Were these dry beans yellow ones, or were they brown ones, or?
Well, brown and white usually.
Uh huh. You ever raise any of those great big yellow ones?
Butter beans.
Uh huh.
Yeah, we just tried to. Worms off about it and then them.
Oh, how do you cook those?
Well, you cook them similar to the way you do the white bean, only that they make a better soupy, and they're really good.
How do you get ready to cook them?
Oh, you just soak them like the other bean.
You pick them and then bring them in and soak them, or?
Well, what I had reference to was the dried bean. I don't think you cook them as green.
Uh-huh.
You cook them as dried. Beans, the butter beans.
You cook the thing that covers them and everything?
No, just the goodie.
Uh-huh. What do you call it when you take them out of that thing that covers them?
Well, you hull them.
Uh-huh.
The husk. Pod.
And that means you take them out of the husk or the pod?
Yeah, the pod.
Uh-huh. What other things did you have? Did you raise, or do you raise that plant that grows about this tall and has yellow flowers and those long pods full of little round seeds?